Good morning, Glass. How are you?
I'm great. And every time I talk to you in August, that means only one thing, that you are going to have, oh, I don't know, I'm guessing 7,500 to 8,500, perhaps, brand new faces on campus as we get ready for the brand new 2017 school year. What does the freshman class look like this semester?
Somewhere in there is the magic number, for sure. They look great. It's going to be a great class. We've been working with them all summer, and we have the final ones coming in this week as we greet our international students and our final students who have yet to go through orientation. And every year you elevate me. I'm not in charge of FYE, but I am in charge of orientation.
Because my internet's not working, so I had to go from past guests. Now that it is working, I know that you're the senior associate director of the first year experience.
I am.
And the director of new student orientation. So,
and here they come. Yes, the students are coming back.
They're piling in. And I remember, and I'll date myself here, before I went to Indiana, when we came down, there were only a couple times you could do orientation. You had to pick this week or that week, and everybody seemed to be here, and it was crazy, and there was just groups of people everywhere. Orientation now is, I don't want to say a year-round process, but it's pretty close, isn't it?
Well, yeah, you can come in at any semester, so we do orientation before every semester, and certainly the planning is year-round. But in terms of what students can do, yeah, it's a lot more than it was. They have a lot more options. We actually, when all is said and done, during the summer program, we have 40 different programs that freshmen can choose from and 5 for transfers. And then now we have our final 6 orientation programs. So it's definitely a beast. But part of that is because we don't want to bring in students, 500, 600 at a time. We want to be able to personalize it a little bit more. So we do a lot of them. So we're bringing in students, 180 at a time instead of 500 or 600 at a time.
Yeah, and I think
that lets us pay more attention to them and help them in better ways.
And that makes sense, because the more comfortable they feel, obviously I would think your retention numbers are better, the way they adapt to the community and the university has to help when you get that individual. It's just like classroom size, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, when they're at orientation, they may be in a group of 20 students, and they may be then in a big group of 180. So they're getting a taste of the whole thing, just like they will in college. And you hit it exactly right. Part of, it's about a lot of different things, but part of it, at the heart of it, is we're trying to help students get comfortable with their new surroundings, with their new experience, and planning for it and preparing for it, so that when they start, we know that if they're comfortable, they're going to be a little bit more confident, because if they're comfortable, they'll be able to talk to their professor, or they'll go to office hours, or they'll talk to the student down the hall in the residence hall, or they'll go to events because they're comfortable. And when you're comfortable, then you gain confidence. And when you gain confidence, you're the one asking the question, and you're the one seeking out support. And when you do that at IU, there is answers. There are answers, and there is support. And so we're trying to help them do that and connect in some meaningful ways.
Melanie Payne's our guest this morning. She checks in from Indiana University. She's the Director of New Student Orientation and Senior Associate Director of the First Year Experience, fye.indiana.edu. You can see all the great things that are going on. And I think it's interesting, too, that you show them groups of 20 and groups of 180, because if you're in a lecture hall, that could be the case. And if you're in a lab, it could be a group of 20. So how do you blend the reality with maybe some of the things they've heard or everything else about Bloomington, about the campus? Does this orientation take hours? Does it take days? Tell us about that.
Well, for freshmen, it's a 2-day experience, and we use all of that 2 days as well. And part of it is to do just that, taking the myths and the realities and helping them understand and try to figure out who they're going to be and how they connect with this experience. And a lot of our success has to do with the fact that we work with some pretty amazing students. And we have our O team, as we call them, our orientation staff, and they work with students too, and they help them understand the realities. And, what you see on TV and in the movies isn't always what college is going to be like. And they take it very seriously and help students understand the best and the what you need to work through, and the not so greats, and how to manage things, and what it's going to be like, and help them connect with and just get mentally and every way else prepared for what they're about to do, because it's a big deal coming to college.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. And the one thing that Indiana University, just from a feel standpoint, I don't have any data to back this up, this is why I call you for this, it seems like over the last 4 or 5 years, 5 or 10 years, the outreach, the programs, the support available seems to have grown exponentially for services on campus, no matter if it's first year or anything else. Indiana University has really embraced this as well.
Oh, I absolutely believe that. I think the campus in general, the services, whether it's, in my own division of enrollment management or under student affairs or in housing or in academics, the services are amazing. And I say that not because I have a title after my name, but it really, truly is the support here, not just to help students succeed in the classroom, but help them connect with their out-of-classroom experiences, really is superb here. And what we try to help students realize is, I have no illusion that students are going to leave orientation and remember absolutely every detail of every office and where it is and the title and what they do. But if they leave campus after orientation with at least the realization that someone here cares, someone here can help, and all I need to do is ask and reach my hand up and someone's going to help me troubleshoot and problem solve. And I think that's half the battle, is getting them to get comfortable enough to ask, because the support here is amazing.
Yeah, there might be 40,000 of your closest friends right up and down the street, but you're all in it together. There is some safety in numbers like that. Parents need to know what's going on as well. Do you guys have stuff on your website that helps them out and makes them feel comfortable, since obviously they're the ones that have to leave and come back and aren't here every day?
We do. There's some really good services for parents, information for parents on our website, also on the provost website, and our student affairs, dean of students office. We're all in trying to, as well, we realize the importance of parents as a partner with us. We're all concerned about the student's success, and it's the university, it's the student, and it's the families, and it takes all three of us. And trying to help parents understand what resources are here, what support is here, so that when the student calls them with the problem, or the student talks to them about an issue, they can nudge and they can coach and they can support their student in seeking out assistance here and connections here.
Now, everybody in Bloomington knows that school is going to start on Monday the 21st for Indiana University. We know that some leases for perhaps off-campus students start on the 1st or the 15th. When is that magical day where the dorms open and they tell us all, stay away from campus, let all these new people get in, they've got enough stress and worry, don't go down to campus if you don't need to. When does everybody get to move in?
Well, I tell you what, other than a few people who are coming in now because they're going through orientation and they're doing the very early stuff, officially, the official move-in day is Wednesday, August 16th.
Okay.
I will tell you the range, and this has been our reality for a number of years, but I think this year we're embracing it a little bit more. Really, pretty much from August 13th, which is a Sunday, we're allowing students to come in. They have to, this is new this year, students have to confirm the date they're coming in, if they're coming in before the 16th, and they need to be affiliated with something at IU, a reason to come in. And we as a campus, have realized and finally acted on it, that students coming in early with nothing to do isn't helpful for the student.
No.
And isn't helpful
no.
for the university and not feeling connected. And, we're still getting everything ready. So if a student has a reason to come in, like maybe a Living Learning Center has asked them to come early, or they're attending orientation, or they're an athlete or marching 100, they can come early. For students who don't have a reason but would like to come early, we actually created a program just for them called Experience IU. And that's a little new. That's new this year, and a lot of students are taking us up on it. So we have programming for those 3 days from the 13th until the actual true kickoff to Welcome Week on the 16th.
Yeah, it keeps them busy, keeps them engaged. It gives them a head start on where their classrooms are and what's going on.
Exactly,
so.
Exactly.
And I tell you what, when I came to school here, and this is, again, I'm dating myself. This was the early 90s. I couldn't find Sycamore Hall with Lewis and Clark. So I could only imagine what somebody from a foreign country that might not speak perfect English or whatever it could be. But do you have something? I mean, everybody does these days. You just go right to your phone, right? Boom, boom, boom. Pop the app up, and away you go.
We're really excited about this app. We have the IUFYE app, and it has orientation on it. It has our Experience IU program. It has all of Welcome Week on it, and it has maps and guides, and you can create your own schedule. So it's a way to help students, explore it even when they're not out on campus, and they can, plan
get ready. That's right.
To do. You mentioned getting to class and how you couldn't find.
I just had this thought. You know how you buy a pet at the animal shelter and they put that chip in it? If you lose it, I want that reverse engineer. I might go back to school. If you could put a chip where I would get closer to Sycamore Hall and would start beeping more frequently, I know I'm going in the right direction.
Yeah.
I think that would be helpful for me.
You know something that we do now, it is really cool. We've been doing it for a few years, though. On the first 2 days of class, knowing that everyone gets to their classes within the first 2 days, if they have a Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Monday through Friday, or just Tuesday, Thursday, they're probably going to hit every class on Monday and Tuesday. So we have IU guides, and we have, I think, 11 stations out on campus.
Awesome.
With IU guides just to answer questions and give maps and draw directions and smile.
I love it.
And yeah, it's really cool, and it gives faculty and staff and returning students, and we even have some alums who come back and do it just because it's a fun time to help students and guide them and tell them, no, that's not Sycamore. Here's Sycamore.
That's exactly right. Or help them avoid construction or anything else that goes on with it.
Exactly.
Because my biggest mistake was, I'm going to explore Dunn Woods. I'll just walk back through here, and I take one brick trail, and next thing you know, I'm in Kansas with Toto, and the whole thing's upside down, and I've missed a semester. Well, now you've got ways around that. Thankfully for the app, that completely helps. And again, the human element sometimes easier. You get turned around, you get lost. The last thing you don't want to do is get off to that bad start. So that's great that you put those folks out there. For transportation, how many people are they shocked to use the bus system for the first time? Do you encourage that? Is that something you don't tremendously worry about, since Indiana is a pretty good walking campus?
We certainly teach students about it, and we introduce them to the double map, which is the most amazing thing, because they can track buses online or on their phone and actually see where the buses are, so they don't have to stand at a bus stop for 20 minutes. It's really helpful in the winter.
Oh, absolutely.
But a lot of students will use it, especially when it starts to get cold. But you're right, it's such a walkable campus and beautiful campus, and I don't know if you've been on campus in the last few days, but you can tell we are getting ready for something big, because every planter, the mulch, there's new mulch out there.
Everything's
getting shined up. It's just lovely.
It is awesome. You know what? You've just talked me into it. I'm going to go down there today and get right in the middle of it, and enjoy the fact that I don't have to. I can get lost on my own time, and the lecture can start with or without me. Melanie Payne's our guest this morning. My good friend checks in with us annually about this time of year. She's a senior associate director for the First Year Experience and the director of the new student orientation. So if parents have a way to access it, grandparents, aunts and uncles, the students, everybody's ready. So when we get to the 16th and the dorms open for real, everybody's in school the 21st, and then you just take off till next summer, right? Just put your feet up and that's
there. We will start planning for our January orientation, and certainly next summer, within days of this one being done. That's what it takes. But in the meantime, I'm going on vacation for 10 days. So.
I knew you'd sneak out just a little bit, but you deserve it because you've done your job. Everybody's back into that and everything else. I have to ask you one sports question, because I know you're a huge, huge sports fan. Explaining College game day to the new students, has that been an exciting thing? Do people understand? Is that a big deal for IU and Ohio State? Obviously it is for the sporting group. Is that something where you talk about getting connected to your community, everything else? Everybody's going to be at that.
Sure. And I don't know if you know this, but every year the first home game,
they run on the field,
which, amazingly enough, is the Ohio State game and game day, so it's going to be huge. Freshmen get to run out on the field.
That's right.
So that we have the freshmen run on, so we've been telling them about that. And again, we'll introduce them to all of those things during Welcome Week at our Traditions and Spirit event, which we have every year, and it's in the stadium, and we teach them the fight song, and we teach them cheers, and we're actually doing kind of a mini tailgate prior to it. Which hopefully will also teach them that when you go tailgate, then you go to the game.
That's right. I like
you
that.
You know, and all sorts of good tailgating habits. And so, yeah, we're looking forward to teaching them all about this thing we call game day.
And they'll get some help from my buddy Chuck Crabb, because I'm pretty sure he
will.
Helps. He's been helping out with that forever.
He has, for sure.
And that's an exciting time, because you get to go in the stadium and see it without, and then you get hopefully go back and see it with. And when Ohio State's in town, we know that's going to be a big house, a big night, a big event. So a little practice never hurts for that as well. Even some people I know need some tailgate practice before this time of the year. Melanie, enjoy it. I know it's the most exciting time, because all your planning comes to fruition, and it's great to see the new smiling faces, all 7,000 of them running around. But then you see some of your alums from the last couple of years moving on up the ladder as well. And just to make sure, August 16th is the official. That's the stay away from campus if you're not involved with Campus Day, correct?
Yep. Probably our two big days will be Sunday the 13th and Wednesday the 16th will be the biggest traffic days.
Yes. And the reason we tell folks to stay away is because those folks are under enough stress and pressure. They don't need a bunch of experts like us driving around, or let them find their way. You can go back.
Right.
You can go back to campus once school starts.
Let us do our thing. Get them settled. Let the U-Hauls and the trucks and the everything bringing all of their stuff, get it in, and then we'll be ready.
It's not the days for shortcuts across campus. Don't do it.
Not.
There'll be plenty of other times to enjoy it. Have a great trip after your orientation stuff goes on here, and we appreciate the time as always.
Always good to talk to you.
Great to talk to you. Melanie Payne, she's our good friend, the Senior Associate Director of the First Year Experience and the Director of New Student Orientation.